Welcome to Sherry and Bob's 2024 Spring Break, Part 3. This will be Day 4, 5, and 6. Now, after we went to Chichen Itza, I had it set up on our schedule that we really wouldn't do a lot the next day because we expected to walk a lot, and we did. I think Sherry had 19,000 steps or something like that, and we were up and down on different buildings. So that worked out fine. So the plan was that we would simply do various myriad of venues. Now, we'd already done everything around the square. So we decided to walk down the main boulevard where all of the old fancy homes were constructed. In the late 1800s, when sisal was being used to make bags and other things, the people who owned the sisal fields became fabulously wealthy. And they tried to recreate the Champs-Élysées in their own little manner. So you have these beautiful homes on either side. Now, many of these homes have been taken over by businesses and restored, and some of them are museums. And there are a couple of them that are still owned by some of the descendants. So we walked from our hotel down the street to the beginning of the Boulevard de Montreuil. And our intent was to visit the archaeological museum. It's really is exquisite. And when we went in there, it had two displays. And there were two places we weren't going. They had a display of Bac Chem, which is an area that we want to see next time. And they also had a display from Palenque, the famous tomb of Pakal. So we went through watching and looking at all the different artifacts that they'd brought in. They also had people there working on restoring the artifacts. And then it had a section where a woman had produced a book about some of the legends and had made it so that it was folded, just like the Codex Nuitall and other the codexes that have survived. And it was quite interesting. It was a very nice and enjoyable trip through the museum. We then walked around in the area, took some pictures, and then went back the same way that we came. And then we went to the main square, and I made reservations at what is known as the Mayan Gastronomical Museum and Restaurant. This is a place that teaches people how to cook traditional Mayan dishes. And as a result, they serve lunch, they serve dinner, and you really need reservations. And so we were by, and I stopped in and made reservations for that evening. Then we walked down a little bit further and went to the Museum of the History of Mérida. Now, it's right in the heart of where all of the marketplaces are, where the locals go to. And it was an interesting museum because when you went in, it had various rooms showing the area from the time of the Maya up till present. And then they had rooms where showing the independence and the building of Mérida. Lots of pictures. It's interesting that so many of the buildings have survived that you can see pictures of them from the mid to early 1800s all the way up to present without too much change. When we got to the top, they had a display of Picassos. Now, it wasn't Picasso paintings. What they had done is they'd taken a group of handicapped students and gave them painting lessons and then asked them to try and recreate some of Picasso's work. And they were stunning. Two of them, you couldn't tell the difference between a real Picasso and the students. Now, I think she was 15 years old and handicapped. And they had them just wonderfully displayed in the upper area. And so then after we finished there, we decided we'd walk around the marketplaces. So we were looking for odds and ends and found some things for the kids. I think Sherry found the dress for Emma, which was her favorite Peppa Pig outfit. And it was amazing what you can find. And I saw masks of the Mexican wrestlers. I didn't pick one up at the time. I thought, well, I'll get one of those later on because my grandson, Connor, would love those. But when we went back a couple of days later, they weren't there any longer. So he didn't get a wrestling outfit. So that's pretty much what we did. We went in and had dinner. It was, again, it had an open area with a giant tree in the middle of it. We ordered, of course, they had lots of vegetarian dishes for Sherry. And I ordered the roast, or I should say the pork roast, which is, they start cooking at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's buried in a pit and put into a clay pot. And they only make a certain amount of this every day. And fortunately, there was still some left. So we had, Sherry had white wine. I had a beer. We had appetizers. We had our regular food and dessert. And I think it came to $55 for the two of us. I can't go and get Chinese food for that here in Liberty. So the next day, we were supposed to go out and do some cenote stuff, go swimming in the cenote, or at least Sherry was, and then we would go and visit the town of Valladolid. Well, we get back in the middle of the afternoon, there's a note on my phone that says that, could we change the date? And I can't, because the dates they wanted to change to were already occupied. So we didn't get to do that. So we ended up doing some more shopping. And then the next day is Sunday. And we left Sunday open because we were supposed to do a visit the day before, and that would give us our break. So we went to church services, again, in the cathedral. And on Sunday, they have a marketplace. They have people come in from outside of the city of Mérida and set up booths in the main square and down some of the streets. So you get to see some of the crafts from different areas. And so we went walking down doing that. We'd stopped in a couple of stores. One of them was a really nice jewelry store. And I bought Sherry some jade earrings. And then she bought a jade bracelet for her daughter. And then we looked at some other places for dresses and ended up buying a nice dress and outfit for Sherry. So that worked out pretty well. Now the game plan now gets really a little busy because there are no more breaks. Our next video, I should say our next show, will be about our trip to Uxmal, Caba, and the Chocolate Museum. And then the next day we are going to what is known as the Pink Lagoon and the Rio Lagartos Nature Preserve and take a boat ride down the river with the crocodiles and everything else. And then our last venue will then be, we were supposed to go to Mayapan, a Mayan city that is the only other one that has a observatory like Chichen Itza. And it was canceled because there's a ongoing problem between the government and the people who control it. And they weren't getting enough money, so they just stopped letting people come in. And they still hadn't fixed it. So we're going to take go to another town instead, which has an interesting square. Mayan temple on one corner, church on the other corner. And then visit the cenotes of Santa Barbara. And then we have one extra day where we will be packing up whatever stuff we need and doing some more shopping before leaving. So our next one, we were going to be going to Uxmal and Caba and the chocolate factory. So Sherry and I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.